Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of the Abused Werewolf Rescue Group, written by Catherine Jinks and read by Grant Cartwright. The dedication reads, to Thomas and Matthew Jinks. Chapter 1. You've probably heard of me. I'm the guy they found in a dingo pen at Featherdale Wildlife Park. It was all over the news. If I'd been found in a playground, or on a beach, or by the side of the road, I wouldn't have scored much coverage. Maybe I'd have ended up on page 5 of some local rag. But the whole dingo angle meant that I got national exposure. Hell, I got international exposure. People read about me in all kinds of places, like England and Canada and the United States. I know because I checked. All I had to do was Google dingo pen, and pow, there I was. Not that anyone mentioned my name, of course. Journalists aren't supposed to identify teenagers. In the Sydney Morning Herald, this is all they said. A 13-year-old boy is in a stable condition at Mount Druitt Hospital after being found unconscious in a dingo pen at Featherdale Wildlife Park in Sydney's West early this morning. A park spokesman says that a dingo in the same pen sustained minor injuries, which were probably inflicted by another dingo. Police are urging anyone with information about the incident to contact them. As you can see, it wasn't exactly a double-page spread. And just as well, too, because when I was found, I was in the buff.